Today's Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord continues our celebration of Christmas. The feasts are really one story. In the United States, unlike many other parts of the Christian world, we don't have traditions and customs surrounding the celebration of the Epiphany. So we tend to think of it as being not as important as Christmas. As a matter of fact, in many places in the world, the Epiphany is actually celebrated with greater solemnity than Christmas. In many countries, gifts are given on the Epiphany in imitation of the Magi and not on Christmas itself. Far from being inferior or lesser than Christmas, the Feast of Epiphany is just as important because it demonstrates to us yet another dimension of the Christmas story. Both Christmas and Epiphany are essentially about the same message. They are both feasts celebrating the revelation of God's love for mankind. Today is a day on which we once again consider the amazing event of the Incarnation, that God became man in order to give his people new purpose and meaning, in order to save his people. Christmas is the celebration of that salvation, the salvation that was brought to us by the Lord Jesus. The birth of the Christ child was revealed by angels to the shepherds on Christmas night, and today his birth is revealed to all the nations through the arrival of the Magi from the east. The word Epiphany means revelation, and today is a celebration of the full revelation of just who this child is and what he came to do. So first we ask ourselves, who were these Magi? St. Matthew in today's gospel doesn't really tell us. Tradition often depicts them as kings. Some say they were astrologers from the east. Others call them wise men. We don't really even know that there were three of them. They're traditionally depicted as being three kings because of the gifts that they brought. What we do know is that they saw an amazing astrological phenomenon, the star, and they set off on a journey to see what was going on. What these Magi represent is far more significant than who they were. They represent all of the non-Jewish people of the world, the Gentiles. The Magi were Gentiles. Notice that when they arrive in Jerusalem, they don't know anything about God's promises to the Jewish people. They're looking for a king. They don't know anything about a Messiah. It's Herod's priests and scribes who tell them of the promised Messiah to be born in Bethlehem. And then from Jerusalem, they go on to Bethlehem, to the fulfillment of their journeying, to symbolically present the homage of all the nations to the Christ child. This day is called the Epiphany because of the revelation to those who were outside the family of Judaism that God became man. The Epiphany of this day is the revelation of God's care for all of humanity and for us. God had a special love for the Jewish people and unfolded his plan of salvation through them, but ultimately salvation was to be open to the entire human family. So now we ask ourselves, how does all of this apply to our lives? I would like us to consider the fact that, like the Magi of old, each of us is on a spiritual journey. The Magi didn't realize that they were journeying towards God, but they were. Each of our lives is a journey to God. And I don't mean God in the amorphous or vague sense of a higher power or a spirit. I mean the real, concrete, personal God who knows you, loves you, and desires to be in relationship with you. The God who created you, the one who considers your life so important that he became man for you. the God who is not content to wait for us, to receive us at the end of our lives, but rather wants to be with us each and every day. So many people today think of God as being something that we sort of have to find. But Christmas reminds us that God comes to find us. The revelation of today's feast is that God isn't something that waits for us in the future, but is someone who wants to know us now. And there are consequences to that belief. There are consequences to accepting how important we are to God. And St. Matthew tells us that having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi departed for their country by another way. The celebration of Christmas and the Epiphany remind us that God wants us to encounter Him each and every day of our lives. And when we encounter the divine, it's always us who has to change. It's we who need to go about another way in life. Let us take from the celebration of Christmas and Epiphany this year that we don't want to waste any of the time that God has given to us to know Him, to love Him, and to live with Him in this life. Yes, we must always keep an eye toward eternity, to the end of our journey. But we also can't forget that God has a revelation for us in this life as well. Today, let us think about that other way, the other way that we need in our lives. Perhaps it's having to leave some sort of sinful behavior behind. Perhaps it's something more positive, like incorporating prayer into our daily lives. Perhaps it's a relationship that needs mending. Perhaps it's the practice of our faith on a daily and weekly basis. Whatever this other way is that you need in your life, I would encourage you to present it to the Christ child, to present Him the gift of your life, and ask Him to help you to make an Epiphany resolution to go forth today changed, because He has come to find you.